Imagine if you could reclaim up to 35% of your work week from the trap of inefficiency. For mompreneurs striving to juggle both motherhood and business, every minute counts, especially when statistics reveal that distractions and multitasking can lead to a productivity loss of over a third of your time. That's a significant chunk of valuable time that could otherwise be used to fuel your business. Today, we are uncovering those hidden time wasters, from endless notifications hijacking your focus to the myth of multitasking that promises more than it delivers. We'll also tackle how adapting strategies like batching your tasks can revolutionize your workflow, turning those potential time sucks into optimal productivity. Are you ready to reclaim those precious hours and transform how you work and live? It is time to get back on the path to more efficient, fulfilling days ahead. Let's get started. Hey there, mama, and welcome to the Organized Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Freehand, and this show is for all you mamas out there on a mission to enjoy motherhood while also building a thriving business you love. I am a productivity and motherhood coach, photographer, podcaster, wife, and a homeschooling mama saved by grace. So I can totally relate to the never-ending to-do lists, late-night brainstorming sessions, and the endless messes that we'll one day miss strewn across the floor. Join me every week as we dive into the strategies and mindset shifts you'll need to prioritize, organize, and streamline your life and your business. Gone are the days of sitting on the sidelines, overwhelmed by the challenges that come your way. It's time to take serious action, confidently step into the role as the CEO, and embrace hard things for the sake of growth. Mama, if you're ready to stop feeling like you have to choose between being a present mama or a successful business owner, and finally feel equipped to do both well, then you're in the right place. Hey, mama, welcome back to the show. I am so excited to be here with you today for another episode. This topic is something that I think is so valuable to so many of us. As I mentioned in the intro, it is so important for all business owners, but especially those of us with kiddos who have very limited time, to be able to learn how to identify these time wasters. That way we can put a plan into action. And being aware of these things is honestly the first step. And then really diving into some practical ways of how we can kind of handle this and prevent this from stealing our attention. So before we dive in, I would just love to take a moment and say thank you for tuning in to today's episode and taking time out of your day to focus on learning something new. But again, as you always hear me say, I don't want you to just hear this information that I'm about to share with you. I really want you to take action on it and to start to implement what I am teaching. So for those of you who might not know who I am, my name is Ashley Freehand, and I am the founder here at The Purpose Gathering, which is an in-person and online community for mom business owners. My goal here is to support, educate, and empower you to thrive in both motherhood and business. So I am so excited to have you here, and I can't wait to get started. So we are going to dive in, and I'm going to share with you 10 hidden time wasters. Number one, let's jump right in, is skipping your CEO date, which is also known as not having a plan. Okay, it is so important as moms and business owners that we set aside regular time to strategize our business. From a high level view, I want you to think about a 20,000 foot view, looking down on your business and deciding, where are you now? Where do you want to go? And how are you going to get there? When we neglect to be the leader in our business, we become extremely reactive rather than proactive, meaning we are making decisions based on fear or stress or lack of time, and we are not making wise, proactive decisions where we're being able to forecast problems. We're being able to spot them in advance so that we can course correct sooner. It's really important that we begin to not only prioritize what's on our schedule, but we need to actually schedule our priorities. So I think this is extremely important in both business and motherhood. But if we're speaking specifically about business, it's important that we look at the priorities for our business, that we are always planning what is coming up in the business. So it's not a surprise when things are happening, right? We have already sat down, we have already thought about it, and this is going to allow us to have a very clear plan of what we are focused on. On average, it's estimated that every minute spent planning can save you 10 minutes in execution. So this means that if you spend an hour planning your week, you could potentially save up to 10 hours that would otherwise be lost to inefficiency, lack of direction, or the need to correct mistakes. So it is absolutely vital that you are planning ahead in your business. Okay, let's talk about number two, hidden time waster, which is indecision. I was actually just talking to one of my students inside the Efficient Mompreneur program. We do one-on-one Voxer hours every other week, and we were talking about this very problem of how indecision can actually waste so much of your time. And in addition to wasting time, it also takes up a lot of your energy, which feeds into so many areas of your life. If you are full of decision fatigue and you're lacking energy, then it's going to make you more irritable at home, and it's a compounding effect. And so it's really important that we start practicing how to make prompt decisions. And I think one of the easiest ways to do this is by setting a timer and giving yourself a deadline for making these decisions, because often we get stuck in the cycle of not wanting to make a bad decision, and we want to research it a little bit more. We want to, you know, make a pros and cons list, and none of that is bad. But if we give ourselves an unlimited time to do that, it's going to take longer. And indecision actually just feeds procrastination, and it just becomes this cycle that really hinders progress. And so it's really important that as the CEO in our business, that we are really practicing the art of making quick decisions. And by quick, I don't mean rash, and I don't mean don't think it through and don't give it the proper time, but I'm just saying that we do need to practice that muscle of making decisions. And finally, on this note, if we set smaller goals and create accountability around what we are working on, that can definitely help. So instead of looking at something as a whole, we can take it one small step at a time, and that will help us. So instead of thinking like, oh my gosh, I have so many decisions to make, we can say, okay, I have this decision I need to make first. I'm going to make this decision, and I'm going to make it by tomorrow at 3 p.m. Giving yourself that deadline will be so valuable. Okay, and on that note, I actually skipped ahead a little bit to number three, which was open-ended deadlines. And the danger of not setting those firm deadlines, and this just means in anything in your business, so not necessarily just about a decision in general, but any task that you have in your business, any project that you are working on, when you give yourself an open-ended deadline, it is going to take a lot longer than it would if you set a deadline. So for example, I have been working on a new masterclass for 6 months. And the reason why it has taken me 6 months is because I left the deadline open-ended. And I didn't have any accountability to get this masterclass done, because I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep working on it. I'm just going to keep working on it. And finally, I decided I was going to perform the masterclass live. So I just quietly emailed my list a couple of times to promote this live event, and I got the masterclass done in 2 weeks. So it had taken me 5.5 months to work on this masterclass, and I set a date and I got it done in 2 weeks. And it was like, because I had a deadline, I had people counting on me. It wasn't just myself holding myself accountable. It wasn't my friends holding me accountable. It was an actual deadline that was like, okay, I have more than myself and my friend counting on me. There's other people in my business that are counting on me. So those deadlines are extremely helpful. Okay, number four is unclear social media boundaries. Now, I mean, I think it's no surprise to any of you that social media is a time waster, right? It can be. Let me rephrase that. It can be a time waster. And mostly because the Instagram and Facebook platform and any type of social media platform, they know psychology well. And they know how to keep people on their platform. And I mean, if you turn the audio on, like you're instantly sucked in because you're hearing the reel or the video that's playing, right? And then as you scroll, you're also visually seeing something else happening. And it is so much more eye-catching when you have audio and video and you're like, ooh, what is this? And that's pretty. And all of a sudden you are so sucked in. And so it's really important that you have established clear usage limits. So just like you're going to create boundaries for your children around social media and around technology usage, we need to have our own boundaries because yes, we're adults, but that doesn't mean that we should be using technology and specifically social media for, you know, unlimited. Whenever our mind wanders or decides it wants to do that, we need to practice self-control as adults as well. And so really having clear boundaries is going to be extremely helpful. I'm sure that you're aware of the screen usage applications on your phone, but I think it is really eye-opening to review this daily and weekly and just check in and see what your usage is like, your average time on your phone. How many times do you pick up your phone? How many hours or minutes are you on various apps during the day? I think having this awareness is so important so that then you can set some boundaries. Because I think oftentimes we're like, oh, well, I'm not on my phone that much. And it's because we're on our phone so frequently, but for a small amount of time, we don't realize the compounding effect. Like, it was eye-opening to me when I looked at my screen time for the first time and I was like, whoa, I had no idea I was on my phone that long. And I use it as an indicator for me every single day to check in and be like, whoa, why was I on my phone for so long? What was I even doing? Right? And being able to move forward with that clarity of knowing, okay, I need to have some boundaries. So I want to do a whole episode on this actually. But one specific thing that I want to just share with you is that you could actually remove the social media apps from your phone when you are not actively posting for your business. And then use the online application, so the desktop version, and you can do, you know, any of the things that you need to do, but there's a huge difference of being on your phone versus being on your computer, because when you're on your computer, you're definitely more intentional. When you're on your phone, you're just looking for like filling the time. And so I have been deleting the Instagram app specifically off of my phone unless I am posting something, because it's just becoming a time suck again. I've talked about this before, but I'll just grab my phone and then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I on Instagram and how have I already wasted 30 minutes? And so that is just a quick tip of how you can implement a boundary is deleting the app in between when you're posting for your business. Okay, number five is having your notifications turned on for email and social media. It is so annoying to be interrupted constantly with notifications. It can draw your attention away instantly. And not only can it draw attention away from when you're in a work block and you're dedicated to working on something, but it 100% will take away the time with your family and your kiddos. And that is the most important time. And being constantly interrupted and redirected to our phones 24/7 is not the way that I want to live my life. And I'm going to challenge you to turn off these notifications. And I know it might be hard because you're like, I pride myself in being available. I want to have a quick response time, and I 100% value that as well. And I validate that feeling of wanting to be available. But here's the thing, when we are available 24/7, we are showing our clients that we have no boundaries. We are showing our children and teaching our children that it's okay to have no boundaries, that whenever somebody needs us, they can call upon us. And there needs to be clear distinctions between when I am checking notifications and when I'm not. And just having it ping your phone constantly, not only is it super distracting, but it's also really overwhelming and can cause anxiety and overwhelm in you if you're constantly checking things. So my recommendation for you is to set an alarm on your phone to check email and social media once in the morning and once in the evening, and have it be a time where you sit down and you are dedicated to actually going through the emails, creating tasks for the week and saying, okay, I see your email. I will get back to you on, Thursday or whatever. And so it's way more intentional. It's a better use of your time than responding to emails individually as they come in. I know for me that when I get a notification and I check my email and I open the email, then I'm like, oh shoot, why'd I do that? Because now I feel like I have to respond right away because I don't want to miss it. So if you just set aside a couple of times per day to check it, you will be much more productive. And I promise that your stress level will be a lot lower. Okay, number 6, trying to replicate someone else's system. So we live in a world where we have access to a ton of content, YouTube, podcasts, courses, I mean, you name it. There's tons of free stuff out there. And we just have this never-ending list of things that we want to and can learn about. And oftentimes we get sucked in to doing something the way that someone else is doing it. And sometimes it can be so hard when we are trying to do something exactly like someone else. Now, if you're in a course and someone is teaching you a system, sometimes it does take time for that to sink in, but you have to also, as the CEO, be able to recognize when something doesn't work for you and pivot, right? And not have to stay perfectly true to exactly the system that they're using. So I'll give you another example, back to that profit shift webinar. So I am in a group coaching program called the Passive Project, and it is for an evergreen webinar masterclass strategy. Like, that is what the whole program is about. And the reason why it was taking me so long to do my masterclass is because I was trying to replicate her system exactly. Instead of following her principles and tweaking it to me and my business and my audience and what I know that my audience needs. And so that's what I kind of mean when I'm saying trying to replicate someone else's system. It can be a huge time waster because I didn't identify the fact that it didn't have to be perfect and exact like she did it. Right? I needed to be able to incorporate, and I needed to be able to make my own decisions as the CEO and know what I needed to work on. And so that's kind of an example of how that can be a big time waster. So it's really important that you customize what you are working on to fit your unique business and your unique personality. Okay. Number 7 is using AI inefficiently. Okay, so I don't know if you have been using AI for your business, but I definitely have been using it, and there are parts of it that are really helpful. But what I've noticed is a lot of people are using AI to help generate a lot of their content instead of having AI help tweak your content. And so I have run into this many times where I go down the rabbit hole of talking with AI, and I spend more time trying to get the AI to understand what I'm trying to say and like have it spit out something perfect when it's really there to help generate ideas. And if you write like an email, for example, and then have it like polish it up, That is what I have found to be the absolute best way to utilize AI. Now, I want to share one cool thing with you. So I recently switched from using ChatGPT to a new AI called Claude.ai. And I actually love Claude AI way more. I do the paid version of, I've done the paid version of both, but right now I'm on the paid version of Claude AI. And I just think that it sounds better and it actually asks you questions, like prompting questions. So if you were to say like, hey, I would love for you to write an email for me, it would say, okay, I need to know more details. Whereas ChatGPT sometimes would just spit out an email for you and it wouldn't have all of the information. And so I love that Claude AI definitely asks more of those kind of prompting questions and it tries to actually create something that is valuable. And it's not just like a random spitball of information. And so anyways, now I'm getting on a tangent, but I just wanted to kind of put that out there is use AI to help, but also set yourself a time limit because AI can waste so much time. And so set some clear boundaries with how you're going to use AI for your business, how long you are going to spend on it. And then when I sit down, I'm trying to give myself a timer where I'm like, okay, I have 10 minutes and this is the goal. Like I want Claude AI to help me outline a sales email. And I'm going to give it an example of a sales email that I've written in the past. I'm going to give it as much information as possible. That way it gives me the best output possible. Okay, let's move on to number 8. And this is spending too much time trying to find tech answers. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am not great with tech. Meaning that if I have an issue with technology, some sort of app or software that I'm using, it makes me spiral. And I'm just not understanding always of like how to troubleshoot and how to fix things. And I typically spend way too much time trying to find answers. I'm looking on YouTube, I'm looking on, you know, their FAQs or their question, their forum or whatever. And I just get so irritated. I mean, my blood is starting to just like boil right now because I'm remembering all of the horrifying hours that I have spent with tech support. And it's just, I'm being so dramatic, guys, but it's true. Like these are the types of things that waste my time that I hate. Like I absolutely hate, and I don't use that word very often, but I hate the problems with technology. And so what I have found is that I am not going to chase immediate solutions anymore. I'm going to set myself a timer. And if I cannot find the answer in 10 minutes, then I am going to, I honestly feel like email is more efficient than messaging. I have done the live messaging before. And yes, you will get a more immediate response. And so if it's something where I'm like, I have to know this right now, then I will get on chat support. However, I feel like email is so much more efficient. And you might be like, Ashley, I never hear back from people. And you'll understand that and you'll get to know because there are some companies that are just have really amazing support and there are some that don't. But the ones that do, those are the people that I'm going to email and I'm just going to set it and forget it. And I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to come back to this later because I can't even explain to you the amount of hours I have wasted trying to find tech answers. So I just immediately after 10 minutes go straight to the source. I submit a ticket and I let them know, hey, I'm having this issue. Please help me. And 9 times out of 10, I get an answer within 24 hours. So amazing. Sometimes they're even sending Loom videos and you can actually request that. Like I would request to have a Loom video. I work better visually. So if you can just quickly show me how to do this, that would be amazing. And people will be willing to show up for what you need if you ask. So don't spend too much time trying to find tech answers. It is a huge waste of time. Okay. Number 9, underestimating how long a task will take you to complete. I actually just did an episode on this a few episodes back about stuff taking too much time, like longer than you wanted it to take. So go check out that episode if you struggle with this at all. But I think oftentimes, especially as moms, we forget sometimes how long things take, right? And especially if you're working with kids at home, it can be very distractible, and they will come in and need you. And so you have to plan extra time for getting things done, because stuff always happens. Kids get sick or you get sick, and having that margin and that extra time is going to be so key and so valuable, because you're allowing yourself that space. And I know it feels weird because you're like, how is that a time waster, right? But it's a time waster because now when you underestimate how long something takes, you've got to fit it in later. And it just adds to your stress level. And so it's really important for you to be able to be on top of understanding how long things actually will take. And the number one way to understand this is to time track. And so having a historical like task analysis of what you do on a regular basis and how long it takes you is going to be so valuable, because now you're going to be like, okay, when I sit down to write that email, historically, it takes me an hour to write an email. So I'm going to leave myself an entire hour to write that email. And maybe you want to kind of chunk it down and say, okay, I'm going to brainstorm my email. You know, so this is what I do for my podcast, for example. I have a time block where I'm just brainstorming episode ideas. Because if I sit down to record an episode, but I don't have the topic and I don't have the outline, I'm not going to be able to record it, right? And so it's really important that I'm understanding that putting out an episode, publishing an episode, it takes more than just one task. It's a whole process. And so for me to be able to say, okay, I know it takes me 30 minutes to outline an episode, and it takes me about 30 to 45 minutes to record the episode, depending on the length of it, then I can clearly block that out in my schedule. And then I typically like to give myself like 15 minutes extra. Like, I think it's going to take me this amount of time, and I'm going to add on 15 minutes extra just in case something goes wrong. So just to piggyback on this and throw in one more tip here, if you are able to batch all of your like tasks together, it will be so helpful, because you are using the same brain wavelength. When you are, let's use my podcast example again, when you are brainstorming, when you are outlining, when you are recording episodes, like you're using the same wavelengths for each, the same brain power for each. So instead of me doing each of those all at once, I like to batch them because I'm more efficient. And so you might do this with your blog posts as well. You might do this with email marketing. You might do this with social media, sitting down and batching those things at once. But again, breaking it down. So even for social media, when you are creating content and posts, like you still are using different parts of your brain when you are gathering photos, when you are writing captions, when you are scheduling in your scheduler, right? And so even breaking that down even more micro, and instead of saying, okay, I'm going to do my social media, you know, for next week today, maybe planning it out in advance and then collecting all the photos and then writing all the captions at once and then scheduling it. So it's much easier when you take it step by step like that. And finally, hidden time waster number 10 is working in small pockets of time. Now, this is something that I have been so guilty of, which is why I can speak to it from experience, that I used to work in small pockets of time, here, there, everywhere, you know, when my kids were playing. And what this does is it creates fragmented work sessions, meaning there's never enough time for you really to get into that deep work. It gives you just enough time to get started with something, and then you're interrupted. And these small pockets of time are going to really affect your stress level. So I know for me, I was always working out of this anxious feeling of knowing, oh my gosh, like how much time do I have before I'm going to get interrupted again, right? And you get in this groove and finally you're like, yes, it's flowing, everything's going great, and then you get interrupted. And so this is what I'm talking about, is those small pockets of time. Sure, they add up to a lot of time in the day, but they're not deep. So I would rather have 1 3-hour focused work block than 5 hours with massive interruptions in between, like every 15 or 20 minutes, like my kids needing something. And so I personally recommend and want you to start advocating for larger blocks of time so that you can have more higher concentration. You are going to be massively more productive in a focused amount of time, even though it's less time. So I highly recommend getting those dedicated time blocks however you can. I have a podcast episode that I'll link up in the show notes so that you can check it out, but it's creative ways to get childcare. It's how to work at home with your kids. Like sometimes you don't have a choice and your kids are home and you're like, this is all I got. But there are creative ways that you can get more childcare, and it doesn't have to be as expensive as you're thinking. It can even be free. So there are a couple of more resources that I would love for you to check out. So just to recap these 10 hidden time wasters. Number one, skipping your CEO date. Number two, indecision. Number three, open-ended deadlines. Number four, unclear social media boundaries. Number five, having your notifications turned on for email and social media. Number six, trying to replicate someone else's system. Number seven, using AI inefficiently. Number eight, spending too much time trying to find tech answers. Number nine, underestimating how long a task will take you to complete. And finally, number 10, working in small pockets of time. I hope that you found value in today's episode. If so, I would love for you to take a screenshot of it, share it on Instagram, and tag me at The Purpose Gathering, and tag a couple of your mom business owner friends who will need to hear about these hidden time wasters. I would love for you to connect with me over on Instagram or Voxer. My username is A Freehan. If you didn't catch my episode last week, go check it out. I talk all about what Voxer is and why it is the best app ever. It is my favorite, and how it's revolutionizing communication for us mama business owners. And as we end our time together, I would love for you to just think about those 10 things that we just talked about, those 10 hidden time wasters. Pick two things that you are going to work on. What are you going to do in order to move forward with avoiding these distractions in the future? Which one of these do you feel like you can implement right away? And I would love to hear, so let me know which one you choose. As always, Mama, I am here rooting for you, and you are not alone on this journey. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Organized Mompreneur Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as I did. As we end our time together, remember that you were created for more. You can do hard things, and life is about more than just surviving. To become a part of our free community of like-minded, ambitious mom business owners, head on over to thepurposegathering.com/mamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. We would love to come alongside you and support you on your journey. If you found value in today's episode, I'd love for you to take a minute and leave a review. Your review would mean so much to me and help more mamas just like you find this show. I am seriously so proud of you for taking time out of your busy day to invest in your future. Together, let's link arms and make a lasting positive impact on our families and communities. You've got this, Mama, and until next time, remember to slow down and savor every moment of this beautiful journey called life.